Singing Dutchman Productions. Hey everybody, Doug here, all by myself up on the front porch. 2 years ago, in May of 2020, I did an episode called The Class of 2020. Now take yourself back in time to May of 2020. COVID was brand new. We'd been in lockdown here in Pennsylvania since March and completely disrupted, of course, our entire lives. But from my professional perspective as a high school teacher, it completely changed my world as a teacher because schools in Pennsylvania had shut the doors on Friday, March 13th, and stayed closed throughout the rest of the year. At that time, I reached out to some of my seniors that were graduating that year and had three of them come up on the podcast to talk about their experiences as a senior in a COVID year, the first time, the very first class to truly experience what this was like. And the conversation was honest, it was raw. The seniors talked about how they felt that, you know, COVID had robbed them of all of the things that are typical of a senior year in high school, whether it was prom or spring athletics or even their graduation, which ended up being a YouTube video instead of walking in their cap and gowns before their parents and family and friends and loved ones. And I thought a lot about that episode the last couple days as we are now nearing the end of another school year. And this time it's the class of 2022 that is up to bat as they move on from their high school experiences and times in high school to the next phase in their life, whether that's college, the military, the workforce, taking a year off, who knows. And I decided I'd like to hear from some of my seniors this year because they were sophomores the year that COVID hit, and they definitely have gone the last 2 years of their high school career with a lot of ups and downs. COVID came. Of course, they experienced the lockdown and the shutout, or whatever we want to call it. But then as we slowly transitioned back to school in 2021 and into 2022, they saw times of online learning, social distancing, masks, etc. And I wanted to hear what their thoughts were looking back on it now as they prepare for that next step and as they leave their high school careers behind them. So I invited six of my current seniors to give some input, and I asked each of them the following questions. I asked them, generally, how do you feel your senior year went? I asked them, how did COVID change your high school experience? And then I decided I wanted to go a little deeper and pick their brains. I posed the question, what, according to themselves, what is the number one challenge facing teens in America today? I then pulled at the heartstrings and said, and asked, what are you feeling as you prepare to graduate? And I told them to look back and think a little bit on the last couple of years and ask them, you know, what are some of your favorite memories from high school? And I closed with asking them, well, it's a new door. What are your future plans post high school? So I was really excited that the students that I asked said, yeah, I want to participate. So sit back and listen to the voices of the future. Six seniors graduating from Central Mountain High School located in Central Pennsylvania as they embark on a new journey in their life and hear what they have to say in regards to these questions that I just shared with all of you. Enjoy.
Hello, my name is Emily Short. I'm a German 5 student with Hare Maidenford. My senior year went pretty well on the whole. Definitely had its ups and downs. There's plenty of like college-related stress, but I think it was good. So COVID changed my high school experience, definitely, because I lost an entire track season and a few months of like in-person socializing at school. And of course I had to experience online learning, which was new. The number one challenge facing teens today, I think, is struggling with self-satisfaction and contentment. because we see so many unattainable beauty standards and lifestyles and trends like on social media. And a lot of teenagers just buy into that and they try to change themselves and build an image because it's popular and they just don't think that they're good enough. And I think like eventually if you do that so much, you start to feel empty. And then that just leads to all the other challenges like depression and anxiety. So as I prepare to graduate, I'm super excited. I guess I'm a little bit sad and anxious for college. Sad certain people I'll miss, but I'm ready for it. Some of my favorite memories from high school are my soccer senior night, playing in the Powder Puff football game, my 10th grade district orchestra, and just being with my friends in general. So my future plans, I'm plan to attend Penn State and major in chemistry, and then hopefully go on to medical school and become a doctor.
Hello, my name is Brett Gerlach. I am a graduating senior at Central Mountain High School. My senior year went very well. I had a successful year athletically in my sports, and academically this year was a bit easier as I was finishing up my required credits. COVID drastically changed mine and many others' high school experience in countless ways. Not only did we miss out on countless social activities that had previously taken for granted, but the quality of education also had a substantial drop-off. To no fault of the school, no one was prepared for this, although with all the work being online, my work ethic and overall school drive fell off, with waking up and being able to do school in my bed really made it hard to gain any sort of motivation for the day. The number one challenge for most teens today is mental health issues. More than 1 out of 3 students have experienced persistent feelings of sadness or hopelessness in 2019, before the pandemic. This has increased to near 50% since COVID, and I know from personal experience from others and even myself how drastic this issue is. Students are getting to the point where even if resources are available, we won't even accept it, due to the feeling of hopelessness that will not get better. We need to open the conversation, make it known it's okay not to be okay. As we get closer to graduation, I'm definitely feeling excited to get on my own and see the world, but there's also a part of me that will miss my friends that I've made over the years, along with the memories I've made with them in this town. Looking back at my time in high school, I mostly think of my favorite sports moments as some of my favorite memories from school. On homecoming night of my senior football season, I broke multiple school records and won the game with some of my best friends. In basketball season, when we won the first state playoff game in school history at home with what seemed like the entire school in the stands, it was the best experience of my life. The entire bleachers were filled with people dressed in white to support us. I'm going to WPI, Worcester Polytechnic Institute in Worcester, Massachusetts, majoring in computer science. I will also be playing on the football team as well as running on the track team there. After getting my degree, I wish to get a job in the tech industry that allows me to work remote as well as travel the world before I settle down.
Hello, my name is Sylvia Bryan, and I am one of Herr Majdenfort's senior German students, as well as an involved member of my school's music program. My senior year had its ups and downs, but it was for the most part fun. COVID has definitely changed my high school experience. It was especially hard when the entire school was placed on remote because I struggle with not physically sitting in a classroom. I think that one of the biggest challenges that faces me and my peers is tolerance of conflicting viewpoints. I think that too many people focus on differences and are too stubborn on their own beliefs. To be honest, I am a little sad to not be able to see my friends every day. Some of my favorite memories from high school include the entirety of band camp for marching band, because it would just be so hot and everybody would just be begging for water, and this is funny. And band class and orchestra class, because a lot of fun memories were made in there, and especially German class. After high school, I plan on taking online classes to get my realtor's license.
Hello, my name is Emma Croak, and I'm a senior at Central Mountain High School. My senior year has been far different than any other year I've experienced. The past 3 years, I've been so focused on taking as many honors and AP and dual enrollment classes as possible so that I could be prepared for college and look good when applying. But this year, I had seen such bad senioritis that I just spent most of the time focusing on my music, and I took classes that just filled my day, and I didn't need to have much work, and I spent that time in class searching for apartments and preparing for college, so I didn't even really need to do much work this year compared to the last 3 years. That could also be a product of how COVID impacted my high school experience, because we spent so much time online, and it kind of affected me because I didn't have the motivation to do that work. That really showed me the importance of in-person teaching and socializing, whether that be discussing in class or simply just talking to someone in the hallway. Just having that physical push and that educational setting really aids in learning. That being said, I think that the number one challenge that teens have to face today is their mental health. Whether that be not feeling good enough, not feeling accepted or loved, and trying to find that in places that often lead them down bad pathways, or like going to people who have a bad influence on them. I personally can also say that upbringing and raising is a big factor in mental health. Just the way that their parents react to them or their parents raised them also affects how we see ourselves so much. So often we look to our parents as our role models, and when we see how they treated us or they treat themselves or their situations, that often reflects on how we see ourselves or how we treat situations. On a lighter note, as I prepare to graduate, I'm feeling very excited for what is to come and the new life that I'm about to step into. However, I'm fairly nervous and quite solemn to leave some of my very good teachers that I've formed good relationships with, and to step into a new relationship with new teachers in a new area. However, I'm very intrigued as to see how college and high school would differ, and just how much better I can become in that situation. But no matter what, I'll always remember some of my favorite memories from high school. My favorite one at the moment being the prank that a fellow student and I pulled on Mr. Maidenford himself. We made a shrine in class, and we put like flowers around it. We had a picture of him, and people have actually been contributing to it. We also took pictures that we collected over the years and saran wrapped him to his car. It was all in good fun, and we had a good laugh about it. And I think my favorite part about that was seeing him try to figure out who did it and just all of his thoughts and seeing his thought process through it. It was just really rewarding. Becoming a part of jazz band has also made it to some of my favorite memories, because it's such an exciting experience, and I'm really enjoying it. And along with jazz band and the music department, I really enjoyed playing Christmas carols throughout the hallways with fellow bandmates. Music has really been a majority of my favorite memories, because other than that, I spent most of my time studying and doing homework, so there wasn't much that I did other than that. My future plans are just attending the University of Pittsburgh at the main campus, majoring in chemistry, and if all goes well, I plan to attend Pittsburgh's grad school, hopefully their med school, and I want to attend that for anesthesia, and then hopefully complete residency and become an anesthesiologist. A lot of that will be living in Pittsburgh. I already have an apartment that I'm signing a lease for now. And I just really hope that I can keep connections with fellow teachers and friends back home, and everything will work out well, and we'll see how much of a difference the world, how much of a difference I can make in the world from that. I just hope to benefit it.
Hello, my name is Damien Galantine. My senior year went smoothly. Classes were easy, yet fun at the same time. But one thing I'll definitely miss is sports, especially Friday night lights out on the football fields and being in the gym with a packed atmosphere, just everybody loving it. Wearing masks and being virtual was definitely a challenge, and it took a lot of adjusting, getting used to not seeing everybody every day. Face-to-face interactions were different whenever we came back, and yeah, it was just different. In my opinion, cyberbullying is a huge issue nowadays. It's so easy for people to just hide behind their phones and say anything they want without hesitation. Some people just don't care, that doesn't bother them that they said anything rude to somebody. They don't think about it at all. I'm excited and can't wait to start college. I feel as though once I'm gone for good, though, I'll end up missing it, especially without being able to get the full high school experience, missing out on close to a year with COVID, not being able to have the face-to-face interactions every day that I was used to. My all-time favorite high school memory is coming into German my first year, and all of a sudden, Herr Maidenford suddenly starts yelling at us in German, and it caught us all off guard, but it was a great start to the year. I will be attending Lock Haven University for a degree in health and physical education / coaching, and I'm even going to try out for their football and wrestling teams whenever I find out when those are.
Okay, so hello, Doug's Front Porch Podcast. I am Kaylee Rupert, and I am a senior at Central Mountain High School. So let's just get right into it. So my senior year, how did my senior year go? I think it went by super, super fast, and everyone says that it'll fly by and that, oh, you better make the most out of your senior year, it's going to fly by. But my 4 years of high school went by. In the moment, I said, oh my gosh, this is going very slow. But actually, looking back, it went by so fast. And my senior year flew by. And I feel like during my senior year, I figured out like all my true friends. And I hung out with a lot of them. And I'm very grateful that I got to figure that out. So how did COVID change my high school experience? I would say COVID definitely did have a huge impact on my high school experience, because my friends and I love to dress up and dance and be together and have a good time. And we didn't have any school dances during COVID. And that definitely made me really sad, because that was something that we all looked forward to, because that's our thing. But COVID did make me more active, and it allowed me to focus more, I feel like. And I'm very grateful for the opportunities I got during COVID, but I was very sad I didn't get to see my friends' faces or teachers' faces. Next question, what's the number one challenge facing teens today? I would say, at least for me and from what I see at school, I think social media and your image is the number one challenge, because on TikTok or Instagram, you see beautiful, beautiful, beautiful people that have the best bodies or the best hair, the best face, the clearest skin. But I feel like what we don't realize is that it's all a filter, and we can edit so much. And I always compare myself to people I see on my phone and social media, because I wonder why I can't look like them. But really, we all have our flaws, and they are perfect in our own ways. And I feel like we just need to take a step back from our phones and our social media and like absorb our features and love ourselves more and stop comparing ourselves to others. What am I feeling as I prepare to graduate? So I feel like in the month of April, I was like, wow, like I am going to graduate basically next month. Like, this is crazy. Now that it's May 1st, this is my last month of high school. I'm starting to not want to do my work, just because I'm going to graduate and the there's just like a lot that I have to get done. I just don't want to do it because I know I'm going to graduate. And I am very nervous to be in the real world because considering I didn't grasp the task of doing my taxes and I can't imagine paying for rent somewhere and doing everything on my own. I think I'm just very anxious and I don't know how I'm going to do it without my mom. So I'm definitely very scared. What are some of my favorite memories from high school? I definitely have a lot that I can't recall, but I had the best time in high school because I have the best friends. And I definitely think one of my most favorite memories is, and I'm not just saying this, but I think it's definitely spending time in my German class, meeting Mr. Maidenford for the first time. It was just like, you could relate to him and he could relate to you and he always was there for you. You could talk to him about an unrelated school topic. He would be there for you. He would reach out to you. He would notice if you were upset or you were off or if you were struggling, he would offer to help. I think that he's definitely made my high school experience 10 times better than what I actually think, and I'm very thankful for him. What are my future plans? My future plans as of right now is to attend Lock Haven University to get my gen eds done out of the way for the first year, and I want to transfer to Coastal Carolina and South Carolina to pursue a degree in education because I want to be a teacher. And I don't want to move away from home just yet because I am very anxious to move away and be away from my mom, away from my family. I know that is a vital and important step in growing up, but I realize that I live right by campus. I save a ton of money and I'm just not really ready, but hopefully next year I will say, hey, you know, I have to grow up sometime and get away from everyone and meet new people. So I do plan on transferring to Coastal Carolina my sophomore year of college. So yeah, thank you so much. It was a pleasure to be asked to be on this amazing, wonderful Doug's Front Porch podcast. And I want to say thank you, Mr. Maidenford, for always being there for me and just being the great, wonderful, genuine person that you are. So thank you, Herr Maidenford. You are seriously the best. And I wish everyone the best of luck as they graduate high school. And thank you so much.
Ladies and gentlemen, I promise I did not pay Kaylee Rupert to say all those kind words. I didn't get a chance to listen to this, dear friends, until I was editing it. I just told the kids to, you know, I sent them the questions and I said, here, just send me an audio recording. And I didn't listen to any of them until I actually sat down and started editing this episode. And I just got done listening to Kaylee's and I have to admit, I'm a little teary-eyed. Thank you, Kaylee, for saying those kind things. But I do want to take a couple minutes and talk a little bit about each one of these six kids. I chose these six kids for a couple different reasons. One, I knew that they would all want to participate. And two, they're just wonderful students. When I look back at, you know, every year I see 100 plus kids. And for the most part, they are all truly great people. All too often, I think society will stereotype the youth of America as lazy, as apathetic, as entitled. Yes, those youth are out there, but I would also say that there's a lot of adults out there like that too. I want to assure my listeners that there are a lot of young Americans that are the exact opposite of those things that I just said. And these six students, I'm sure you could tell from their answers, definitely are not those types of students. They are the types of students that every teacher wants to have in their classroom. Emily, you will be an awesome doctor. And I hope someday, it's nothing serious, but that I get treated by you because I know I would be in good hands. You've been a wonderful leader in my classroom over the years. You served as president of the National German Honor Society, our local chapter. You've just been a wonderful, wonderful person that I can't wait to see how far you go. Brett Gerlach, you have constantly amazed me from day one of freshman year. You were not only a leader on multiple athletic fields over the course of your high school career, but you were also a leader in our school. I saw how you interacted with your peers and with our faculty in the hallway, in and out of classrooms. You were always someone that I know other students respected and looked up to, and I'll be perfectly honest, there were a lot of teachers that respected you and looked up to you as well for the person that you are. Sylvia is the type of kid that I wish there were more students that got the opportunity to have a microphone shoved in their face, because Sylvia was the stereotypical kid that always was super quiet in class. I think for the first 2 years of German, I don't know if she said a combined more than maybe 100 words. It was always like pulling teeth trying to get Sylvia to talk. But then as she got older, she started to open up more. And I found the kind of person that you heard here in this podcast. She was extremely active, is extremely active as a musician in our school. And I know that she takes great pride in being part of a bigger group and what she can contribute to that group. And I also love the fact that Sylvia doesn't play by anybody's rules except Sylvia. You know, most kids feel the pressure that I have to go to college. I have to do this. I have to do that. But not too long ago when we were talking about future plans and she brought up this idea that she wants to be a real estate agent, I was impressed because, A, that's a career that I think most teenagers don't realize is out there. And I know that she is a little bulldog. And if you're in the greater Lock Haven area in the future and you need to sell a home or you need to find a home, look her up, because I know she'll be someone that'll be a great fit for you in that process. Emma Croak. I don't even know where to start with Emma Croak. I've known Emma since, again, ninth grade. All of these kids I had for 4 years, and I really got to know these. They're my kids. All my students are my kids. Emma was the same as Sylvia. As a freshman and a sophomore, I really didn't know how to take her. She was quiet. She was serious. She would smile from time to time, but getting her to laugh was a little tricky, I think, as a freshman and as a sophomore. But just like Sylvia, she opened up as well as she got older, to the point where she felt comfortable enough, as you heard, creating a shrine in my classroom that I didn't even know about. In fact, some people thought I had died and were called the house and were worried. So it was a prank that pulled off really well. And yes, I was not happy when I had to unwrap my saran wrapped car that day. But at the same time, I did it with a smile. Emma's case of senioritis is not new to most seniors, and at least she admits to it. But she worked super hard for the first 3 years of high school. And I think she earned this easier year her senior year. And I'm glad that you're going to be an anesthesiologist. And hopefully I never have to go under with you as my anesthesiologist for the fact that I don't really want to have surgery. But I guess you get to return the favor, because I'm sure there was more than one time in our high school career that I put you to sleep. And I guess it would only be fair that at some time down the road, you should put me to sleep too. Damien, much like Brett, athlete, that excelled on the football field and on the wrestling mat. But Damien was also a genuinely nice person. Still is. I'm using past tense, guys. You haven't graduated yet. A genuinely nice person and a great kid. Honest, hardworking, dedicated to his family. He often would share stories about his large family and all the work that he has to do around the house. Little secret, Damien does all of the laundry for a house of multiple siblings. So shout out to Damien, not only being, you know, athletically gifted, but he's also making the way to probably a very strong future father down the road. And also for the record, Damien, that first day of German 1 in ninth grade, yes, I was speaking all German, but I wasn't yelling at you guys. I was just trying to stress the importance of learning German. And finally, Kaylee Rupert. Kaylee took 3 years of German, and then her senior year, because of schedule conflicts, was not able to take German her senior year. And when I heard that, she told me that, I was honestly sad, because out of my 20 years of teaching, I think there have been a small handful of students that whenever they walked into my classroom, they lit up the room. Kaylee has a smile that you can't, maybe you could hear it in this podcast, but she has a smile a mile wide. She is genuinely one of the nicest and sincerest people I've ever met. And I've met a lot of people, and I stand by those words. She talked about how, you know, social media is a negative, and she talked about, I think her quote was, "It's all a filter." Well, Kaylee, you don't have a filter on you, and I can honestly say, truthfully, that your beauty is both inside and outside. You are truly a beautiful person, a beautiful soul. And I thank you for being the person that you are over the last 4 years and allowing me to be part of your life and hopefully remaining a part of your life in some form or another in the years to come. That goes out for all of my students as they get ready to put their cap and gowns on and process into our stadium on June 2nd and get that diploma and move on. It has been an absolute honor and pleasure to have been part of your lives for the last 4 years. Even though one of those was almost completely virtual and you didn't see most of my face, which probably in the end was a good thing, but nonetheless, you have been part of my life and I know that I've been part of yours, and I thank you for allowing me to be part of yours. And listeners, I hope that you take away a couple things from this episode. One is, and you've heard it directly from my students, the issue of mental health among teens in America is much worse than any of us adults realize. Unless you study it, and unless you're working with teenagers in, you know, on a daily basis, we throw this term mental health around a lot these days. I cannot stress to you how much of an issue it is right now, and the issues that teens are facing, whether it is from bullying, suicide or suicidal thoughts, depression, it is real. And I hope that as a country, we can realize that this is a serious issue facing our teens, and that we as a country can figure out a way to not only address the issue, but somehow fix the issue. Because when the top students, and I'm talking, you know, the cream of the crop, are struggling with these serious issues, can you imagine what it's like for the average student that's coming from a home that doesn't have a supportive network of parents and siblings? The kids coming from truly broken homes, the kids who's maybe has a parent in jail, or who has a parent who isn't even in the picture. Can you imagine the mental health issues that they are experiencing right now? So I would ask that all of my listeners truly think about, what can you do to help bring awareness to this issue? What can you do if you have your own children that are teenagers or young adults? Talk to them about this. The one thing I've learned from working with teenagers these last couple years, and actually through my whole career, but it's really been driven home the last 4 years for me, has been the power and the importance of just listening to them. I think all too often teens think that their information, their opinion isn't valued by adults. And maybe that's the case for some adults. But their voice is just as important as anybody else's. And I think all too often we are quick to dismiss what they have to say and not truly listen to what they are saying. And that causes us to miss a lot of important things. So, fellow adults, listen to kids. Don't just hear them, listen to them. That's one thing I would like to pass on. To all of my seniors, not just the six that shared with us tonight, but all of my seniors, I wish you all the best in your future endeavors. Know that no matter what road you are about to travel, Hair Maiden Ford is on your side and has your back. And so do a lot of other people. You couldn't have made it as far as you have without the help and assistance of others. Remember that they are always with you and always fighting for you and always cheering you on. I hope you enjoyed this episode, everyone, dear friends out there in podcast land. And if you have a son or daughter graduating, or a grandson or a granddaughter graduating, pass along my heartfelt, sincerest congratulations to them as well. It's an exciting time, the end of a school year. It's a whole new page and a whole new book for all of these kids as they move on to this next major phase of their life, no matter what it brings. You will do well, dear seniors. And even if you don't, you give me a call and we'll talk it through and talk it out. Dear friends, take care, and I wish you all blessings in the months to come. Thank you for listening to Doug's Front Porch, a conversational podcast with your host, Doug Maidenford. If you enjoyed this episode, I'd love for you to subscribe, rate, and give a review on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from. 5 stars only, please. Follow along on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Just look for Doug's Front Porch. Also, please feel free to tell all of your friends about the show, and I'll see you all next time on My Front Porch.